This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we're joined again by columnist E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times. David, I wanted to ask you something that we keep hearing again tonight, and we've heard, I guess, all throughout the week, that voters say that they're voting with their heads and not their hearts. And I just wonder what that's going to mean several months from now when we're in the general election. What kind of support can this actual nominee expect if voters really don't feel strongly?
Well, I'm a little dubious about that. The whole electability argument is sort of a vague argument. It's quite liberal people in Iowa and New Hampshire trying to imagine what swing voters in places like New Mexico would really think of this candidate. It is an act of imagination, and I think it tends to go first to the person they like, they think is electable, and second to the person who happens to be ahead in the polls. And I do think that's why John Kerry was able to stage this amazing comeback in New Hampshire, because he did suddenly do well in the polls in Iowa, so people thought, aha, he's electable. That may turn out to be true, but it's a sort of a vague guess on everybody's part.
EJ, a few weeks ago, the two of you were with us, and at that point, the Democrats had gone fratricidal, and I remember your counterpart, Brooks, saying it was a Republican's dream week. This was a very gentle campaign, it seemed, in New Hampshire for much of it. Is that going to serve the Democrats well?
I think this campaign is serving the Democrats well, because what you're seeing is a lot of fervor out there. In other words, their hearts are in it, but their hearts aren't necessarily in it for one of these particular people. Their hearts are in it to win in November. If you look again at the exit polling, these Democrats emerged with rather high favorable ratings. I think one of the interesting things is John Edwards, that said he got no bounce out of Iowa. Well, he didn't get much of a bounce tonight in terms of votes, but his favorable rating, as is John Kerry's, is over 70%. It's better than 3-1. You have a lot of candidates here Democrats seem to like. Striking things in Edwards' case is even among the people who had a favorable view of him, a plurality of them went for Kerry and not him. And so I think you do have a situation where the Democratic Party seems ready to mobilize. Doubling the turnout in Iowa mattered.
Thanks to both of you fellas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of the New York Times.